Andy Hudson here with Roofing Co manager Richie McLaughlin. Richie, a win 4-3, but far from a top performance.
I think the first half we struggled a little bit, but I think the second half we battled things out, to be honest with you. They're not a bad side. They're not a bad side. They kept on going, which we knew the whole game. But I thought with the forwards we have, we could afford to do what we've done. We'll push Big Dan up, and it'd give us, we sort of opened the game up by then. And you had Liam going on, and you had Andy going on, and fresh legs, and I think it just opened everything up for us.
There was a lot of options on the bench. There's four top-class Northern League forwards at the club in Stu Nicholson, Stephen Young, Andy Appleby, and now Liam McBride signing for the club as well. Three of those on the bench today, all three of them coming on to change the game as well. Was that in your mind throughout, that you could get all three of them on the pitch, or was it just circumstances that dictated?
Well, it was circumstances, definitely, because to be honest with you, when we were getting beat, we had to do something about it, and it was just a gambling one, push Big Dan up. Then we got the threes each, and we thought, oh, we'll carry on just trying to get the 3 points. So we left Big Dan up there, and because that was working well, and it was giving Liam and Andy space, because Dan was winning everything then for winning the air. And once we got the 4-3, we just pushed Dan back in there for safety. So we'll try and get the win then. We got what we wanted, the 4 goals.
A big week for the club, would you say, with the derby down in Hoadley and Peterlee on Monday, and then the FA Cup game against Dunstan next Saturday?
Yeah, well, Shields will be up for it because of all what's been going on of late, of what's been going on about the ground sharing and things like that. They'll be full of themselves, obviously. But having said that, we've got good team spirit, as we proved today. The team's gelled well and everybody's in it together. So we'll give them a good game then. I think Dunstan really have fancy ourselves, because I think we'll give them a good game as well, especially at home. So hopefully, if we can pick what game up a little bit better than today in the first half, I think we might get something off Dunstan with a bit of luck.
And the squad strengthened quite a bit there with Liam coming in yesterday.
Oh, by a mile. Liam's a good player. Liam done well today even when he went on. I think he only went on for about 35 minutes, but you could see the quality of Liam up there, and especially with Andy as well. So much better over the moon to have Liam, to be honest with you.
And still looking at areas where the squad can be strengthened with quality.
Difficult now, to be honest with you, because we're looking at Gilberto, we're talking to him today, but I don't think we need much more than that. I think everything's looking good now, so we possibly wouldn't be looking any further than what we have now.
Excellent. Well done on the game today, Richie, and best of luck for the week ahead.
All right, Andy, thanks very much. Cheers. I forgot